Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Hello, Sashir.
Nicole, how are you doing?
Honestly, if you want me to be totally honest, I am very tired. I've been working a lot in like overnight shoots. And it's one of those, I didn't realize how overnights worked. So like you start your day, a normal day at like 6 a.m. and then the next day they push your call later and later and later. My call time yesterday was 10:30 p.m., which sounds insane because that's time for snuggles and TV.
Yeah, but for most people.
I had to get in my Jeep and drive somewhere.
Boy, oh boy. Well, glad you're alive.
Thank you. I am alive. How are you?
I am good. I've been doing a lot of travel lately, bouncing around, which has been fun.
That's nice. I saw you went to the Nathan's Hot Dog Celebration Jamboree.
Yes, it was the National Hot Dog Eating Competition. And it was riveting, truly riveting. I really enjoyed myself. A friend sent it as a bit and was like, wouldn't that be so funny if we went? And I was like, actually, I think this would be amazing and really fun. And yeah, like it was just a bunch of hot dog heads, like literally people were wearing hot dog hats. And I couldn't find one for myself because they were already gone by the time I got there.
Oh, but no.
It's okay. I still was riding on high. And there was a women's competition. They have divided the categories by gender because I guess they think women
are daintier and they can't smash as many hot dogs as the big strong men.
I feel like maybe women would have an advantage deep throating wieners, but
some maybe. Men also have that advantage.
Absolutely. But I don't think all the men who are competing would have that advantage.
Okay, so describe. I've never been to a hot dog eating contest. So please describe in detail. Please leave nothing out.
Okay, so this is at Coney Island in New York.
And last stop on the yellow train.
You know, I don't know. I didn't even take the train. I took a car.
Of and I also course. Had
the best, most New York driver take me there. He was like, you guys going to Coney Island? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, I used to live there. And then was talking about how he worked on the boardwalk and how he like worked for different arcades. And I was like, this is amazing. I just kept asking him questions. And then we got out close enough to the crowd, but the crowd was already packed. We got there at like 11 a.m., which is when the women's competition was happening. And they had a huge like jumbotron right outside of Nathan's hot dog establishment.
Oh my God.
And there was an amazing host, MC named, I think it's like George Shea. Mm-hmm. I looked him up because I was really impressed with him. And he also like created the like National Eating League or something like that. He's been hosting this competition from the 90s. I really did a deep dive on him.
I love that.
And he created his own league. So it's not just hot dog eating. There's like other eating competitions that are happening around the country, and he's hosting them. And he was a great host, and he was like, he'd make everything sound so epic and be like, this is what society needs right now. This is a reflection of humanity. And I was like, yeah, I guess it is. And the women competition was great. Meaty Pseudo? I can't remember her name. Something Pseudo won.
Meaty. A woman named Meaty.
I think
Meaty was born for this.
Truly. Wait.
Especially if that's her government name. Meaty? She was set up to win hot dog eating contests.
Meaky. M-I-K-A.
Oh, Meaty Pseudo.
And there was a whole storyline. I mean, I guess most sports have storylines. But Meaky was the world champion for a while. Uh-huh. And then had to take last year off, or maybe the year before, off because she had a baby.
Oh, wow. And
she had a baby with her husband, who was like number four in the world for hot dog eating. They met through this competition. And he proposed, I think, at a event, and then now they have a baby together. It's probably gonna be like trained to be the next champion.
It's
the whole thing.
Truly love that story. You should buy the rights and you should make this into a movie. You should play Meaky.
You sure?
Mickey, you should do this. I think this would be a dream come true. Every scene you get to smash hot dogs and, you know, go home feeling satiated.
Maybe it'll be like bun in the oven, dogs on the grill.
That is the name of the movie. Buns in the oven, dogs on the grill. And midway through, you find out you're pregnant, but you're like, I have to go on. And they're like, you're going to kill the baby. And you're like, it doesn't matter. I have to defend my title. And then the baby is born perfectly healthy at the end. And you're like, I told you.
I mean, honestly, it writes itself. This is great.
So during a hot dog eating contest, they're like, like slamming hot dogs down their mouths.
And yeah, it's not great to watch. It's like, it looks painful. They're literally like choking it down. They're dipping it in water to make the bun like soft. It's not for like pleasure. They're not enjoying the hot dogs. They're truly like shoveling it into their face. And it looks like, I couldn't really actually watch that long. I had to like look away sometimes because it looked like it would make me throw up.
Oh my God. I hope later it doesn't come out that they have like HTT, you know, like how football players have CTE, and maybe they get like hot dog TTT, you know, where like there's brain damage from slamming down hot dogs.
Definitely like some throat damage or something's happening. I can't imagine this is good for their esophagus or their stomach lining or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Probably bad. Were they all fat people?
No, actually.
Interesting.
There was a mix, but no, actually, there was like a lot of thin people.
Wow, this is pretty curious to me. I mean, if your job is to slam hot dogs, well, I guess on your off time, you're not slamming hot dogs.
But yeah, they truly like train for it. It's like their job.
And then what was the prize money at the end?
That's actually a really good question. I don't know. I know they get a trophy or they get a belt. They get like a heavyweight belt.
Kimmy, can you? Ow, I'm like moving around and it's hard. My desk just jumped a foot. Kimmy, can you please look up? Thank you. Because I want money. If I'm slamming hot dogs for 15 to 20 minutes, I would like to be compensated.
Okay. Major League Eating has typically given winners in the men's and women's competition a top prize of $10,000 each, with incrementally smaller prizes going to the remaining eaters in the top five. So the total prize pool is like $40,000 divided amongst like five people.
Seems low.
It does seem low.
$10,000 for slamming, and then they take taxes out of it.
Uh-huh.
This is not right. And you said, was it crowded?
Oh, so crowded. I mean, we didn't pay. It was free for the audience, so it's not like we paid to get in.
Okay.
But I feel like people would pay. I would pay. I feel like people would pay to go see this.
Yeah, I'd easily. Pay $5 to go see that.
And there was probably, I don't know, there was thousands of people there. I don't know how many exactly.
Probably 1,600.
Yeah, that feels right.
That seems like a nice round number of people and, there.
And then there's a crowd favorite. He's won multiple times in a row. His name's Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut. Kimmy, can you please pull up a picture of Joey Chestnut? Because I have a picture in my mind. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know if it matches. Joey Chestnut has a big barrel chest. He's hairy. He's Italian. He's got pretty eyes. He's got a goatee of, this is not my Joey. All the pictures of him are like either happy with a belt, almost vomiting, choking down hot dogs, clean shaven, doesn't look well.
I mean, yeah, he's mostly eating hot dogs. And then something crazy happened. One of those pictures shows it. There was a protester, I guess, for animal rights, and he was wearing this like Darth Vader mask. I didn't quite understand what. I didn't see this. I was literally there in person, and I somehow missed it. But look, Joey's choking him.
Oh, my God.
This is during the competition, and Joey still has a mouthful of hot dogs and chokes this guy out. And then the MC is also tackling him. And yeah, it just happened like in 2 seconds, and then they got him off stage, and then they kept going with the competition.
Pretty intense. I love that Joey Chestnut said, I won't stop eating while I fight.
No, he went right back to eating after. And so he still won. He didn't break his record. I think that's also the goal. Like, if you win, you want to break last year's record. But he apologized after. He's like, sorry, there was a interruption. I wasn't able to eat as many hot dogs as I liked. And everyone's like, it's okay, Joey.
I like how supportive the hot dog eating community is.
It's a really good community.
That sounds like a very nice time.
I had a full blast. And I, of course, had to eat a couple hot dogs from Nathan's. But I brought some Tylenol Extra Strength just in case a migraine came on. But I was like, I'm willing to risk it for this day.
Did you get a migraine?
I did not.
So maybe that's the key. Much like Lactaid, you take your headache medication before you eat hot dogs.
Yeah. Or just be surrounded by the joy of a hot dog competition.
Maybe that's another thing. You have to be high in the correct mindset to eat hot dogs. That's like when you go to a weed store and you go, okay, I want something that makes me giggly. And then the girl looks at me very seriously and goes, you have to be in the right state of mind, but like, I think this OG Kush Skywalker will do it. And I'm like, okay, lady, thank you so much. I can't find weed that makes me giggle. The only weed that really makes me like, have a nice time, is from Michigan.
Interesting.
I know.
Okay.
I don't know what Michigan's doing, but they're doing it right with the marijuana.
Okay. That's good to know.
Also, I got mushrooms sent to me in the mail, and I was like, what the fuck? Who's sending me drugs?
And no, there's no, like, return address?
No, and I opened it up, and I was like, oh, my God, drugs. But then I read the little card. I'm doing ads for it on Newcomers. It's like microdosing mushrooms, but they were like, you could take more than the dose if you want a good time. And I was like, I like this company.
How interesting that this mushroom company is doing ads on podcasts. Like, look how far we've come.
I know. 2022. Hot dog eating contest. Mushrooms sent directly to you.
Life's good.
Life is good besides the shootings.
Oh, yes.
And the reproductive that. Rights that got returned to sender. Isn't that annoying?
Yeah.
I would say one of the most people might get mad at me about this, but the most annoying thing about this whole Roe v. Wade thing is I now have to talk about it with my friends. I meet up with friends for good times, and then they go, how about those reproductive rights going away? And I go, this is not a conversation I want to have with my friends. I just want everyone to have an abortion if they need one. Yeah. And I don't want to have to talk about how they can't now.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I saw some headline that was saying the number of vasectomies have gone up, which I guess, thank God.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which is also like, I mean, y'all could have been doing this the whole time. Why did it have to land on us
all
the time?
And vasectomy is, I know it's like, people are like, they're reversible. And I know it's like kind of not an intense procedure, but it is like a actual procedure to have it reversed. I'm just like, why can't we just allow people I saw a very funny story. This lady was driving in the carpool lane and she was pulled over and she was like, well, I'm pregnant.
Oh my God.
And they
I'm
were
driving
like,
for two.
Well, technically, it's not born yet, so it's not a person. She's like, no.
Oh,
y'all
shit.
Said.
Oh, shit.
That life begins conception.
Ooh.
Also, I don't know how real this article was. Again, you know, fake news.
Did you get
all
got
over
by Onion?
I might have gotten got by Onion, but more pregnant women should do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If life begins at conception, then that means there's two of y'all in the car.
Yeah, take up two seats on the plane and be like, yep, there's two of us.
There's two of us. Oh, but then I guess you have to buy the second seat.
Oh, shit. Never mind.
Let's see. Where else can you take up space for two?
Mm-hmm.
Buses.
Buses.
Buses. Southwest. That's a sky bus. So, yeah, don't let nobody sit next to you because you got two of you.
Yeah.
I think our episode aired where I talked about Ed Bastian. The CEO of Delta,
I am
pretty unhappy to report that he has not reached out. He doesn't seem to want me as a sugar baby. But listeners, if you can figure out a way to get to Ed Bastian, please tell him he's got a baby waiting. An adult baby.
Oh my God, I thought you were saying that you were
I'm pregnant by Ed Bastian. I've never met him, but I found his seed on the street. I scooped it up, scraped it up, heated it up, and shot it right up into me.
My goodness.
I would do it. I love Ed. And he sent me an email saying, oh, travel may be hard this summer, but we are with you and on your side. Please continue to book. And I forwarded it to Sashir and I said, did Ed send you this? He didn't.
He sure did not.
He didn't.
This is him playing hard to get, but he's like giving you like a little bit of something, like a little, he's dangling the carrot in front of you. Like, I heard, but I'm not going to personally write you right now.
Sashir, my clit got rock hard when I saw that it was from Ed. I was so excited. His little signature was at the bottom. And I was like, yes, Ed. I love him.
What an interesting fetish you have.
Yeah, I guess I really like old men. I finally saw a picture of Kevin Feige, the man who runs in Marvel. He does it for me. He wears a baseball cap. Mm.
And well, well, well.
And let me tell you, the strength of his chin. Very strong chin.
You gotta. You gotta if you're gonna run Marvel. Look That's a strong at him. Chin, all right.
He's
That's,
very yeah. much like doing Joe Goldberg cosplay. Like, he's just wearing a hat at all times. Like, we don't know who the fuck he is. But we know who you are, Kevin Figgies.
And there's a different thing on the hat every time.
Yes, because he's incognito.
Sure.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter-eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order.
Tell me more about your travels.
I also went to New Orleans, and that was very
fun. Yes, she went to the Essence Festival.
Yeah, it was very fun. Love seeing a bunch of Black ladies looking fabulous, walking down the streets, taking their little drinks from bar to bar. And I saw my favorite psychic, Philip.
Oh, how is Philip?
Philip's so great. I've seen him since 2014, just occasionally whenever I pass through New Orleans, which might be like once or twice. Like once every year or every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he truly feels like an uncle or something to me. Like aww. I feel like there's like a familial like relationship. Like I walked in and he was like, Sashir! And he gave me a hug. And he was like, I loved your last movie. And I was like, thanks, Philip. I just like was beaming.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Did she tell you? I mean, you don't have to share the reading any more than you want to. But was there was some really good? Like,
it was great. Yeah, really great stuff. I'll tell you all of it after. But like,
I get the exclusive listeners. Are you jealous? Be very jealous.
But he was, you know, he's just very accurate. Like, I sat down and he was like, oh, congrats on your new house. And I was like, I did buy a house last year. And then he's like, and you got a new car? And I was like, yes, I did. And he's like, and you're going to do renovations, but like only cosmetic. And I was like, that's the plan. He's just like telling me what's what. And then he also does like a physical reading too, where he's like, you have a lot of tension in your shoulders, but that's like normal. And I was like, correct. And he's not touching me, by the way. We're just like sitting across from a table. And he's like, your arch support's pretty bad, but you're like working on it. I was like, I do like a sturdy shoe. I do try to invest in arch support. And he's like, your iron's low, but you're working on it. I was like, this is correct. My iron is often low, and I'm often trying to take supplements for that. But yeah, he's just always so spot on. He's great.
That's nice. When I went to New Orleans and I went to the place, Philip was not there. Another man was there who was confused about everything about me. New Orleans wasn't ready for me. nobody told me a single thing that was accurate. But that's okay. I had a nice time until someone forced turtle soup on me. And I said, I cannot eat the Ninja Turtles. I am so sorry. I don't see that for myself. I simply mustn't and cannot. But I did have a spoonful, and I regretted every moment of it.
I did go to that piano bar where we got yelled at by that lady.
Yeah.
Lafitte's Pirate Bar. There usually is a woman playing on Wednesdays, and I think I walked in on a Thursday this last time, and so there's a man playing the piano. I've never seen him before, but he was very nice, and also was, like, improvising songs. It was very cute.
Did he let you sing?
No, I was just hanging out. I didn't really want to try to sing.
Sarah, you're chilling. Like, I don't want to get kicked out this time.
I mean, kind of, yeah. Last time when I was filming my special there, you and I were having just a beautiful, emotional, connecting moment. Yeah. And Mateo was singing near the piano lady. He asked, too. He asked permission. He's like, can I take the mic? And she was like, sure. And she did not know he was a professionally trained singer.
Yeah.
And then he's belting grumbling and crooning.
And mad at him. And then ran us out.
Yeah, she's like, you guys got to get out. And we're like, excuse me, we're having a moment. But
in that moment, I felt like the villagers coming for the beast and Beauty and the Beast. And I was like, oh my God, we're no threat. We're just here.
We just want love.
I can't believe in Beauty and the Beast. A whole town had pitchforks for this beast. Who hadn't bothered them for years. He was just living there, breaking furniture in a room that could have been people.
On his own.
You know, by himself. And then the whole village came to bother him.
They probably had pitchforks for farming.
Or they're like those people with the tiki torches and the khakis. You remember them?
Yeah. Well, I think they also specifically bought tiki torches. I don't think they ever had them stored up. Or maybe they did. People would just be on these email chains, like, or these Facebook groups, planning things for a year. And
I mean, imagine planning to, like, a hate crime. Like, or, like a march of hate. Like, who starts that chain? Hey, buds.
Someone wild.
Do you want to, like, go to Walmart, get some khakis, some tiki torches, and really show people what's what? Like, isn't that crazy? I'd be like, Todd, get a grip.
And there's also, like, probably so much time where someone could be like, I don't know about this.
Yeah, like, Todd, I don't really think this is a good idea. And Todd's like, it is. And it's like, Todd, did you talk to your wife? Did you talk to anybody else except for our fucking Google group?
Also, aren't any of them worried that they might be the only one showing up? Like, I would be like, are we sure? Like, am I positive that all these people are going to show up? What if they bail? And I'm like the only one with a tiki torch.
That's like throwing a party where you're like, God, I hope my fucking friends show up. It's like you're the lone one in khakis and a tiki torch. And you're like, I hope all my hate crime buddies show up. It would be so embarrassing if I was by myself. But on the flip side, it's like, if you're by yourself with khakis and a tiki torch, people are like, oh, I guess he's looking for a resort. This is North Carolina.
Because, yeah, it would be unclear as to what they were doing by themselves.
My God. Truly, life is, we're in the wildest of times. And I feel like every year it gets more and more wild. And I'm waiting for it to, like, level out so we can all just, like, mellow and have a nice time.
It'd be nice. I want to mellow.
Right? Just, like, chill the fuck out. Sashir, since you've been gone, thanks to you.
Thanks to you.
There's no thanks to you. I've been working on something. We're doing a lot of overnights. And I've never before in my whole entire life gone to work and left with the sun coming up. It doesn't feel good.
I can't imagine.
It feels very weird and trippy. And then you're like, well, now I have to like sleep all day. And then I'm like good at sleeping during the day. It's like a fun time when you're like, the world is too much. I feel overwhelmed. But like when you get home, you're still like kind of amped with energy. It's been tough.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But I love movies and I love my art and I wouldn't give it up for the world.
Do you know how many more weeks you have?
A lot.
A lot?
So many.
So many?
So many.
Gosh.
Actually, it's not that bad. I think it's a 7-day shoot, 17-day shoot, and I'm only on it for 12 because I have to go back to shoot something that's not announced yet, maybe. I don't know. This month, friend, is slam jammed. Thank you, ma'am, busy for things for me, which is nice. I feel blessed. Booked, blessed, and busy. The three B's. I feel good. I sound insane right now, don't I?
Uh-huh.
But it is what it is. This is.
It is what it is.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Let's take a quiz, a good one. Create your dream life using unlimited funds and will grow you a Disney animal to adopt as a pet? Gotta say, I might be tired, but none of those letters and words went together for me.
I mean, it was a lot. There's a lot of ideas happening in that one sentence.
Okay. Let's do who's your celeb BFF.
Okay. Well, I'm, you, obviously.
I'm not a celeb. I'm mildly successful.
Are. That's actually really inaccurate.
I think so, because I can go to a Quiznos and nobody knows me.
I actually don't think that's true.
I've never been to a Quiznos.
Let's fucking test it out. I'm going to take you to a Quiznos.
I think they toast the whole sandwich.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's their thing.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
Okay. How would you describe yourself?
Funny.
Outgoing.
Driven.
Accepting. Definitely never. I'm not accepting. I'm pretty driven. I would say I'm pretty outgoing and funny. Absolutely. I guess I would say outgoing.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. Who are you, Sashir?
Who am I? I would say... do you think I'm driven?
I do think you're driven. I do not think you're accepting. I think you're tolerant, and that's different.
Wow, that is actually a very good distinction.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Great. All right. Driven. What is your favorite music genre?
Pop.
Rap.
Rock and roll.
Country.
I brought my dog. I brought Clyde with me to work yesterday. Because I wasn't supposed to be there for long, but guess what? That was a lie. So I put on some Christian rock so the Lord could be with him.
And
he didn't bark. Like, he didn't bark at all. And he carried around my croc and then, like, laid with my croc and I think was, like, finding the Lord.
Oh. Wow. Okay. What if Clyde becomes a Christian?
Imagine. Well, usually I do African beats, but there were no African beats on the radio. And that's just so he remembers I'm black. So my favorite music, I think, is rap. I listen to a lot of rap.
Okay. But if, like, Christian rock was on here, would you pick that?
I would have picked Christian rock.
My favorite genre, I would say, is pop. I'm a basic bitch.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said I'm a basic bitch.
No, you're not. You're a complex bitch.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. What do you like to do on the weekends?
Dance.
Netflix.
Relax with family.
Explore a new city. These are the strangest these are the strangest answers.
Yeah, Netflix on the weekends.
I guess I'm going to say dance specifically because I do love to dance, but, like, I'm out and about on the weekends.
Yeah.
But also, sometimes I'm sleeping.
If I had time, I would explore a new city. I do like getting out of town every so often. Yeah, that's what
it would be nice to get out of town.
Yeah. Which is closest to your favorite number?
4.
6.
7.
23.
Okay. I have a conundrum or something.
Okay.
A pickle.
Okay.
My favorite number is 8. Mm-hmm. 4 is half of 8. 7 minus 7 plus 1 is 8. So I guess 7 is closest.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I love even numbers.
Yeah. But the question was, which is closest? So I think 7 would be.
Okay, 7.
Yeah. And my favorite number actually is 4. So I'm going to pick 4.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
Did you know 8 was my favorite number?
I don't think so. It's but okay. I'm also not surprised.
Oh, why aren't you surprised?
Because I've seen you use it before.
Okay. I'll tell you. 8's my favorite number because it looks like a snowman.
That is nice.
Uh-huh. I love a number that looks like a snowman.
4. I want to believe that 4 is independently my favorite number and not because it's Beyonce's favorite number, but I can't confirm or deny that.
I don't. I think 4 is your favorite number because it's Beyonce's favorite number.
It's probably true. Yeah.
Where are the twins? Blue just went to a basketball game and was moving her head like her mother. But Rumi, sir?
Babe, I've definitely seen pictures of them, I don't know, in the last year. And they are big. They're like toddlers.
Oh, my God.
They're not babies anymore.
How wild. It's crazy what babies do.
Yeah, like grow. What are you doing?
Yeah, grow, learn. It's wild. And this thing I'm shooting, I have a daughter and it's nuts. She like looks at me and she goes, Mom. And I'm like, I'm not your fucking mother. But I can't say that to her because we're acting.
I did a thing recently in an interview and it's the actress who plays my daughter kept referring to me as her mom, and I wanted to be like, please, you gotta say I'm playing your mom.
That's pretty funny.
And my mom over here does da 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 da. I was like, no.
And this is like after the take? This is just like in between things?
This is during the interview.
Oh, how wild.
To promote the show. I mean, it's like, it's fine. I think people understand, but I was just like, don't please don't.
I think that's weird. I think that's very weird. Okay. Favorite pet?
Dog.
Cat.
Turtle.
Pig. Oh, my God.
I think I know yours already.
I mean, I have a dog. I do not want to disrespect Clyde in any way. But Lord knows I want a pig. I want a pig.
Lord knows.
So bad. But they don't make pigs that stay tiny.
Oh, I thought there was like some pigs that are generally smaller, no?
So
they all get big?
Yeah. So you can get like a miniature runt and that will be small. But generally, miniature pigs grow to be like 60 pounds. And if you, like me, understand the definition of micro or mini, that's not 60 pounds.
Yeah.
Give me a 6-pound pig. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say dog, unfortunately. Clyde didn't hear me. He's fine.
I really don't want a pet. But if I got one, I feel like it'd probably be a cat because they're like the least pet-like of all the pets.
I'll tell you some things this year. You'll have to scoop litter.
Or then maybe I should do a turtle. That one's just like chilling and relaxing. But then I can't like cuddle with them.
You could cuddle with a turtle.
I mean, I guess you could cuddle with anything.
You just spray them down with some Lysol and get rid of the Sammies.
The what?
The Sammies. Salmonella.
Do turtles just roam around with salmonella?
I'm pretty sure. I am 100% sure turtles have salmonella.
Whoa.
Right? Am I crazy?
Kimmy nodded yes. I've never heard this before. Turtles can carry salmonella germs in their droppings even while looking healthy and clean. Damn. No, okay, then I don't want that.
So what do you pick?
I'm staying with the cat.
Okay. How would you describe yourself?
Funny.
Daring.
Accepting.
Driven. I guess funny?
Yeah.
I don't quite know if I'm daring per se.
I mean, you're not daring.
Thank you.
Because how dare you?
How dare you? That's funny.
I guess I'll say funny.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which color do you like the most?
Orange.
Blue.
Purple.
Pink.
Okay. What do you think mine is?
Purple.
Okay. What do I think yours is? Orange.
Yeah. Mm. We did it. And we know each other's favorite color.
Ooh, we did it. What a dream for everybody involved. Okay. If you could, where would you travel to right now?
Australia.
Italy.
Hawaii.
France. Okay, this is tough.
Mm-hmm.
Would I love to be on a beach? Yes. Mm-hmm. Would I love to be amongst the Italians? Yes. Mm-hmm. Would I love to be in Australia? Hard no. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say France.
Mm. Okay.
And honestly, no offense to our Australian listeners, your country's garbage.
Mm. Damn.
No offense.
But no offense.
I just really didn't like how many people touched my hair and how overtly racist they were. It was not for me.
I can see that, yeah. I'm going to say Hawaii because I'll always choose a beach.
I love Hawaii.
Same.
Oh, man. Let's
same,
go.
Same, same. Which food are you craving?
A Thai.
Spaghetti bolognese.
Tacos.
Veggie stir fry.
Okay. Here's the rub. I fucking love spaghetti bolognese, but people do fuck it up.
Mm.
They fuck it up good. Tacos, you can't really fuck it up.
Sure.
But I really do love bolognese. All right. Bolognese. Yum, 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 yum.
I think I'm going to say tacos.
I knew you'd say tacos. You are a taco gal.
I'm a taco gal.
You love a taco.
And you can make any kind of taco.
You can make any kind of taco. So, Shear, have I told you what I've been doing lately? I'm changing the subject of our quiz. I've been commenting on Farm Rio's Instagrams asking...
Oh, interesting.
If they'll make plus sizes and nobody ever responds to me.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That no one's responding.
No.
Are other people commenting underneath you? Like, yeah, what she said.
I don't know. I never follow up when I'm harassing people.
You just drop a bomb and leave.
Leave. You got to get out of there so you don't get burned.
So wait, you don't actually know if they might actually be commenting back. If you don't go check it,
they might, but here's the deal. Just come out with plus sizes and I'll buy them.
I know.
I bought a bunch of stuff yesterday from Shop Boop. Have you ever heard of it?
Shop Boop? I have not.
Shop Boop. Shop B-O-P.
Do you remember the last time you commented on one of their things?
No, it happens sporadically. Whenever it shows up in my feed, I go, give us plus sizes. Make something for the fats. Okay. Pick a good rainy day activity.
Going to a museum.
Have a themed movie day.
Get to baking.
Have a spa day. I guess. Movie?
Mm-hmm.
I stay inside.
Yeah, I also say movie. I don't even want to go outside to go to a museum or anything.
Yeah,
I want to be right
in
my house. It's raining.
I want to go out, get wet, go inside to a dry place only to go outside and get wet again.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not trying to get wet on my body. I'm trying to get wet in my body.
And the themed movie is porn.
It is porn. I'm just watching porn on a rainy day, baby.
Mm-hmm. Great. Movies for both of us.
Yes.
Oh.
Is this okay. A Shear?
Well, now, what was the question again?
I have no idea.
Answer these questions to reveal your celebrity BFF.
My celebrity BFF is Justin Bieber.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Much like this young superstar, you're driven and accomplish the goals you've set out for yourself. Together, you and Justin would bring the energy wherever you go and would be the creative duo everyone would count on. While some media has portrayed him poorly, Justin is a very caring individual, both for others and the world. He will go out of his way to make those around him happy and relies deeply on his faith to get him through hard times. Might you sound familiar? It sounds like his PR team paid this quiz to really paint a positive light on Justin Bieber.
I love it. Justin Bieber, he can't move his face anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like really sad. His, like, his whole thing is about singing and moving his face. Who do I have?
I want
Zendaya / Zendaya. Oh, my God. Based on your answers, we believe you to be extroverted and funny, much like Zendaya Zendaya. The two of you could walk into any room and light it up. People love being around you, and you make others feel good about themselves. So nice. Yes! Let me on Euphoria! I think they do night shoots too, so maybe not.
Maybe not, yeah.
Maybe not.
That's a nice answer.
It is a nice Zendaya's friend. I would like to also be her friend. She seems like nice and she seems cool. And she's dating Tom Holland. And maybe he has a friend for me. Maybe he's got a friend named George Switzerland.
Oh, because it's Holland. I see.
You know, she's trying.
And succeeding.
Thank you.
Should we answer the queries of the world?
Yes.
Let's answer a query.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Sashir. Hi, Kimmy. Hi, Jordan. You can call me Z. So I've been doing a lot of thinking. There's been a lot of I've lost a lot of people in my life recently, you know, with COVID, and then there's a lot of things in the news that I see that are very depressing. And anyway, sorry. I graduated class of 2020, and unfortunately, I separated a lot from my friends at the time because of a lot of things that were going on in my life. I had been diagnosed with moderate to severe depression. I dropped out of college. I started working. I got a car. I started all these different parts of my life. And one of my friends, who I was very close to in high school for 2.5 years, like attached at the hip, you know, we never went anywhere without each other. We always texted, talked, or went out to eat, met each other's family, you know, like best friends. And I kind of just stopped talking to them when I got diagnosed with depression and dropped out of school, because I just felt like there was so much going on, and that they would hang out with other people and I would get jealous. But then I realized, you know, over time, that wasn't their fault. It was me. It was about me having to deal with my personal issues and learning to be comfortable with. Anyways, so I want to reach out to them, because life is short and I don't want to live with any regrets, but I don't know what to say. I don't know whether it's my job to apologize and say I'm sorry when really I didn't do anything wrong. It was my mental illness. If I should just ask them to talk in person, or should I just say, hey, can we start over? You know, this is somebody I really want back in my life, and I miss them every day since we stopped talking. And I, you know, I hang out with friends of friends that still talk to this person, so it's not like they're gone from my life forever. We do relatively live close to each other, but I just want to be back in their life and share those moments with them. So if you have any advice for what I should say, please let me know. Thanks.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that you're in a place where you're able to reconnect with the people in your life. Like, I'm glad you're, you know, coming back up for air. That's a great thing. And yeah, honestly, everything you said to us sounds awesome. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think you have to, like, I don't know. It definitely, you don't have to apologize. But I think saying you miss this person is important. And you've been thinking about them. And yeah, maybe ask them if they would like to hang out.
Yeah. And I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that you've been having a hard time. Especially if that person feels like maybe you've been neglecting them. I think sometimes people need to hear a why, because they go, oh, it's me. It's because I think people I don't know what the word is, but like, we constantly think things are personal and about themselves, where it's like, no, that person is suffering from, you know, depression or like some other things going on in the brain, and it isn't about you, it's about them. So I do think there is something to being like, I was having a really hard time and I'm sorry we drifted, but I really, really miss you and I'd like to reconnect.
I love that. Yeah, I think it's great.
Right?
Yeah.
It's always nice to let people in on feelings.
It is nice to let people in on feelings. And maybe even like give a time frame so it's not all on them to be like, oh, I guess I'll like ask when they're available. Like you can be like, yeah, I'd love to see you. I'm free all next week, or, you know, I'm free next weekend if you're around or whatever.
Yeah, give
to get dates. The ball rolling on actual planning.
Mm-hmm. Because if you leave it vague, then that person might feel like you're being wishy-washy and don't actually mean what you're saying. But if you're like, yeah, I've been having a little bit of issues, I miss you so much, I'm free next Wednesday and Friday if you want to try to get together to do something. And I can make Mondays flex if you want, but it's not ideal.
Yeah, you don't want me too available. But yeah, I think that's great that you want to reconnect and reopen that pathway to a friendship, because yeah, when you find people that are really great and that you love, you want to hold on to them.
Yeah. You want to hold them tight like a teddy bear.
Like a teddy bear.
Well, that's it. I get to go back to sleep. But if you want to stay awake, you can contact us at NicoleandSashir@gmail.com. Or you can leave us an email or a voice memo at 424-645-7003.
And feel free to email us a voice memo as well. We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends. Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show. Okay, good night, Nicole.
Good night, everyone. Good night to you and yours from sunny Los Angeles, where I'm going to sleep during the day. Toodaloo, bitches. Toodaloo.
Toodaloo.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.